Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Hello everybody, this is C.J. Martas and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, July 27th. Already, July has flown by. Up for discussion this week on the show is peace and unity. And I've actually... You'll learn through the course of the show what a week it's been for me, but I've approached the subject very differently than I have in other weeks that I've taught on various topics. So we'll see what you guys think of this shortly, all the wonderful feedback I get. As I do every week, I'll share the inspiring story and the angel message, and I'll open up those phones in the last 10 minutes, and that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. So... as we always start every week with the prayer request, I ask that you please offer prayers for David, who's been in the hospital with heart and kidney problems. Marilyn asked for prayers for strength and positive change in her future. Prayers for my sister Shannon and her new baby Skylar. If everybody wants an update, they're doing well. Please watch over Tim's mother, who has recently undergone an extensive surgery, and she's in a frail condition, so it's difficult for her to have done that. Remember, you can send in your prayer request to me via email or on Facebook. Well, I posted to the show page, if you missed it, that I was going to have an announcement. Actually, I have a few announcements. First of all, which I'm sure you guys are going to like this announcement, the show will jump, as requested, to a full hour starting sometime in September, so... hooray! Okay, so we're going to have an hour show, which means more time for the powerful people that I bring on the show, twice as many readings and so on. So I'm excited and appreciate the incredible support for the show that led to my decision to move to an hour slot instead of a half hour. Another announcement I have tonight is that I plan to launch a Kickstarter site for the funding of my novel, Angel Incarnate, on August 7th. It's my birthday, so how cool is that? I thought it would be appropriate because I'm asking for help to birth the book and Catherine's story, so I'm going to actually kick it off on my actual birthday. Okay, and there's two more things I want to mention this week. I am going to be a guest on August 29th on You're Important to Sarah, which is another show. Sarah's wonderful on the Authentic New Authentic You Can't Talk Network. See, I'm so excited about this week. I can't speak. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And I actually decided to do the inspiring story after the message because it what became applicable to the topic tonight. So we're going to start then with the angel message. I'm sure you guys have no problem with that because everybody kind of waits for what the seraphim have to say. So here we go. Dear ones, this week brings a broad sweep of divine energies to stabilize the intense flow you've experienced recently, and this may be good news for many of you. The intensity and definite surges of energies in recent months have been due to a couple things that are occurring simultaneously right now in the world. The first factor is the collective consciousness has begun to shift rapidly because so many people can now awaken to their true nature at this time. The second is the deeper healing that has been required for each person on this journey. Anything that has been a heavy burden for you and others in your life must be surrendered to love in order to gain freedom from it. Because of these two factors, there's a great shift or change happening. When there is tremendous change and transformation, it can create a more intense or chaotic flow in your daily life. We wish you to understand this part of the renewal, healing, and awakening that is currently happening. Yourself and everyone you know has been affected by it, whether they are conscious of it or not. What gives you the most potential and power in this unique time is your conscious awareness of what is happening. You are no longer asleep in the human world. You can now see yourself as more than you once thought. You can now see more possibilities available to you than you could perceive before. So I wish you to acknowledge that you have achieved so much already, and this is truly just the beginning of the expression of your unique light in the world. We have shared with you to dream big, to accept yourself, to believe and have faith and so on. This is because we can see your vast abilities even if you cannot and wish you to become freer to embrace all that you are. We have watched in recent months an even bigger shift in awareness happening all over the planet. Whether you feel less burdened by the past or still struggle with issues, it doesn't matter because the very fact that you know you are burdened is a step towards your expansion and growth. To understand you are struggling and know what you are feeling is a huge step as well. We want to encourage you this week to look at yourself 10 years, 5 years, and even just 1 year ago. You are not the same exact person you were. You have not just lived a static state of being. You have embraced yourself and your possibilities. You have had courage to reach deeply into your sorrow and pain. You've had the wisdom to step outside your experience. You have shared more of your light with yourself and others. All these steps are the gradual progression of how humans evolve their consciousness. And even if you haven't realized it just yet, and this is in all caps, you are evolving. Try not to be hard on yourself this week or feel like you aren't going fast enough. Can you imagine how the world would be if everyone pushed full tilt to become rather than allow themselves to simply unfold as you are? It would be no better than how the world once was, where everyone was asleep to their potential and power. But that era was a long time ago, and now the world changes every day with every thought and action that is fully conscious. We wish we could show you more of what lies on the other side of the particular mountain you may be climbing in your life right now, because so many would definitely keep stretching and reaching further for that prize at the top of the summit. But this is a part of your journey that is truly meant to experience. Instead, we are here when you feel you cannot take one more step or that you will never reach the top. We are here to embrace you, help you be kinder to yourself during the climb, allow you to rest on our shoulders when you need to, or to celebrate with you when you reach the top. We love you and are always with you. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Whew. Wow. Okay. So now we know we are evolving. Sometimes it's hard to see when everything's going so quick and rapid, and you know, and we're kind of in the midst of all this change and shift, and you know, I talk to a lot of people. It can make us a little crazy sometimes. Okay. So thank you to the Seraphim for that. The inspiring story kind of caught my attention. A headline was, "One Random Act of Kindness Turns $93 into $100,000. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. So this lady's at the Trader Joe's and saw a woman at the checkout counter who just she couldn't find her wallet. And most of us wouldn't just offer to pay for her groceries, but this lady named Carol Lee did that last summer and when she saw that her wallet was missing. And so she handed over $207, the exact amount that she needed for her groceries. Well, the next day, Carol Lee gets a check for $300 in the mail and a thank you card from her, the lady, suggesting that she use an extra $93 to get a massage or something. But Carol Lee was, you know, not comfortable with keeping the money. So she asks her Facebook friends what they do. Several suggest going to charity, which Carol Lee thought was a great idea. And she decided to match the money with $93 of her own. Well, again, she turned to her Facebook friends asking whom she should donate the $186 to. Given the food connection, she decided to donate the money to her local Harvest food bank. To her great surprise, a friend added another $93, so did another and another and another. Soon the story was being posted and reposted on Facebook. That's the beauty of Facebook. We can all come together, inspiring others to donate as well. Thus was born the $93 Club, and in just 1 year, this club raised $100,000. So we just really never know when something that we take action on, you know, in charity to other people, random acts of kindness, what they can do. Well, you know, I have to say that of all the shows I've done since December, this has been the most interesting week in my little Angel Connection world. And I've decided that I want to share not only the information that I promise that will help you on your journey, but also share my process this week. Because I realized that, you know, some of the most incredible insights that I've had were by listening to another person's story, how they got through a particular experience. So here we go. So last night, I had a thought about the show. You know, it's Thursday night, and I was sitting there empty-handed, believe it or not. Miss Overprepare. I usually prepare more material than I need, and I have to cut things. So I observed where I was for just a moment and to ask myself why. So I asked myself, is it because flying by the seat of my pants or doing things last minute was fun for me? No. Was it because I had nothing to say about peace or unity? No, again, I certainly prefer to be prepared. Most people do. And when I was a young girl, my nickname was Gabby, so I think I could come up with, you know, probably 20 minutes on a variety or a million different subjects. So at that moment, there in my mind's eye, I was holding this light sphere, like an orb of peace in my left hand and a light sphere of unity in my right hand. As I did this, I thought of the show and all of you guys out there listening to me. Then I thought of this week's inspiring story that demonstrates how much we can really change the world in one little action that ripples out into the world. When I hear of things like that, it really, from the bottom of my heart, inspires me. It keeps me believing in the good of the world, just like I believe in myself and all of you out there listening to me. That truly bless me, whether you realize it or not, weekly, when you take time out of your busy lives to share this half hour with me. And as I'm thinking about this, yes, I'm a deep thinker, it brought about a funny memory and that ended up truly applying. I was talking to my best friend Erica about the way my life was when I was a young child. I shared how differently I viewed the world and how I often had to forge my own path sometimes. Some of the things I knew when I was very young really surprised her. So she comments, wow, it's kind of like God dropped you on the earth with a backpack full of stuff for the journey. And I actually thought that was kind of cute. I was like, well, yeah, I really like that image. And yes, there was a lot of spiritual knowledge I did have from the beginning. However, honestly, I told her it didn't really make the human journey any easier. So you are most likely listening to see how this might apply to peace and unity. Well, when I remember the conversation, and don't forget, I'm still holding peace in my left hand, unity in my right, okay? It was in that moment that I saw the truth for myself about all the aspects we wish to have more of in our life, like a sense of peace and unity. As humans, we all have an imaginary backpack filled with every single thing we could ever need. You might say, hey, CJ, I didn't have one, because if I did, I would have had more joy or compassion or peace of mind. But you do have one, and here's why. The problem essentially is that each person does have everything they need, but so many people can't see their backpack at all, or maybe they mistake the backpack as something else, like a burden or something, you know, monkey on my back, can't get the monkey off my back, or whatever we say. Either way, they simply don't see these qualities inside themselves completely. I was having a powerful discussion today with Sarah about how people might see someone like myself, her, or somebody with strong spiritual gifts and kind of mistakenly think that our lives are easier or a breeze or that we get to float in the clouds all day. We chuckled about this because it doesn't. We don't. Even though I had knowledge of how the universe worked or how spiritual things happen in a very complete way, didn't mean that as a human I could see what I had. So today I could see the biggest barrier to peace and unity within us was the inability to stop ourselves from searching for it elsewhere. No wonder we can't find it. How can we truly find something that is our truth while we are looking outside for it? This is not to say, of course, that seeing peace and unity in the world through others isn't valuable. How cool is it that we get to witness random acts of kindness and have those qualities reflected back to us through those people's actions because we want to be like them. We all yearn for more peace in ourselves and in others. We all yearn for more unity within and without. So let's go back to my mind's eye for a moment as I hold peace and unity in this way. I imagine I just open that backpack and I decide to pull out peace and unity. And yes, I'm a very visual person. You know how much I like visualizations. But it was at that moment I realized that it was a choice. I had to take those qualities out and use them. So it was a choice in the first place. And it is a choice that we all have each and every day. To expand on this more, it's important to know that we have been equipped to embody all the qualities that we could ever have in the human world. With the essential duality of human experience, I think we forget this fact and see others as better than we are, or maybe they have a bigger backpack or toolkit. We separate out everything, which creates a real issue for the embodiment of peace and unity. Let me tell you. You hear me say often, and others out there, about learning to cultivate more of this quality or that quality. But what cultivating is to me is about being able to fully embody a quality. What I mean by embody is to fully know that you are that quality and are not separate from it. In other words, to see that you are peace in the world instead of trying to be more peaceful inside or even get others to be more peaceful, calm down, you know, behave right or whatever, all we have to do is be peace. Greg Braden discovered this when he was taught the lost mode of prayer, which was about using heart-based prayer versus head-based prayer. Did an episode of prayer based on that work in April of this year, if you want to learn more about that. But what I want to talk about is when he was involved in a study later that was about groups of people praying peace and directing it toward violent zones in the world or U.S. cities with very high crime rates. And it showed significant, huge drops in these crime statistics during the time period that the groups were praying peace for these locations, which really demonstrates to me, you know, many important aspects of our life as human beings. We all have that quality in our backpacks, that our intention is quite powerful, which you hear me talk about. It shows that when we connect our heart to an intention, anything is possible. So how, then, do we connect our hearts to our intentions? Well, we have to go back to this idea of the embodiment of a quality we already possess in this human state. When we believe or know in our hearts that we possess something so completely, in other words, we own it, we know it, we feel it, then we can embody that quality more within ourselves and become that quality to the world. And to me, from my own journey and what I have seen, this is when the magic really happens. So back to holding peace and unity in my hands. Again, the visualization, CJ, I know. I just remove them intentionally from my backpack. I have now chosen peace and unity as important to me. So therefore, I have made a choice for peace and unity within myself. When we want more of something in our life, we must choose it and keep choosing it until it clicks and we can embody it. This was something I never understood back when I was a lost sheep, back when I suffered from terrible anxiety, or even the times that I can quite frankly say that I wish I had never been born. I've been there. If I had understood this, then I would not have felt as though it was me against the world or that others had the power to make me feel a particular way. I gave everyone else credit for being wiser or more valuable than me. When, if you use my visualization, we were all given the same backpack with the same qualities. Go figure. I was like, wow, I could have had a V8. You've heard that expression. And I wanted to deviate from my usual plan tonight because I could see so much in my brief struggle on Thursday about the show. Right? It's like the... You see the time ticking off the clock, you know, and I've got nothing to share. But in that struggle, in being willing to look at it, I personally learned a greater truth in the experience. And that's the way life really is, if we take time to understand where we are. There's so much value to others when we can share those struggles, not be afraid of being judged, but just to share who we are. I feel grateful that I get each week to share who I am so completely and so fully with all of you. And it's my prayer always that others will feel that they can also be who they are in the world. Every day is a new part of the journey for me. Every moment is an opportunity to see something new. And this show is a part of that journey, and I have already learned so much because of this. I have learned that I can be myself and that I am truly blessed beyond words. I have learned things, or at least embodied things, that I may have already known, but I have learned that we just truly need hope. We must see ourselves as something more. We need to know that we already have wonderful qualities deep within us. We need to know that no one could possibly take those away from us. We most of all must know that when we want a deeper quality of something in our lives, that we have a choice to make. We always do. Always. I promise. Always. Even if we don't think so at the time. And there are lots of things that can get in the way of understanding that. But it's my choice. Do I deny that peace and unity are already sitting in my backpack because I currently see myself as small or insignificant? Or do I choose to remove them right here, right now, and share part of myself with the world? Well, you know me. I like to get stuff out of backpacks, and I like to go on the journey. So, of course, I'm going to grab them. But but it's an illustration for everybody listening tonight that you have a choice. So it hasn't always been that way, though, for me in the past. But nowadays, it's like not only a resounding yes, I will, but a hell yes, I will. It's mine. I can spread it as far and wide as I wish to, and I get that now. I realize that many of you may not be at the level of what I call the hell yes sharing like I am, but I want you to try this week to see peace and unity inside yourselves. If you need peace, open up that backpack and take it out. Place it in your heart until you feel it. If you feel separate and need unity, take it out. Use it. Observe it. Feel it. And feel that unity and connectedness in your heart. I often express gratitude on this show for the kindness of others and their ability to truly affect change in the world. When we can embody all the qualities of who we are in the world, then our actions create powerful ripples that never end. They never end. I think that's what Gandhi really meant when he said, be the change you wish to see in the world. You notice he said be, not try or find or look for, try to locate. He said be. And I think he was really talking about becoming or embodying a quality such as peace. And there are many ways, actually, that I discovered through some things that I was doing this week that each of us can practice embodying peace and unity. Valerie Elster, who I've had on the show, and I are getting together to host a virtual event on Facebook, 30 Days for Global Peace. So I want everybody to watch for that. So I think this is a perfect opportunity to practice peace. We're going to have tools on there, how you practice peace individually, groups. You know, we can all get together. You can do walking meditations for peace. So I know that I didn't have all the meat and potatoes this week. However, it's coming. Okay. But as I was going through this, I didn't realize that there was so much going on this year in regards to peace. Did you know that in September, the 21st, is the International Day of Peace and Ceasefire, a global event where even countries that are at war lay down their arms. And another event that's planned is called the Global Moment of Peace on December 21st, 2012. This is on the same day as, you know, you hear about the Mayan calendar is going to end of the world, all that good fear-based stuff, right? So I think it's a wonderful idea that we can all work together to be peace on that day. So there's so many ways that we can get our peace and unity in hand, so to speak. Haha, I know, I like puns. During the rest of the year, you know, and make a choice to embody peace and unity more. With each of us using a single intention together, we can do anything. We are all connected, just like the inspiring story. We never know when we make a choice that a single action that we chose can spread and miraculously even turn $93 into $100,000. Oh, okay, I feel better now that I shared this, you know, because it was like just such an epiphany for me. And I really, you know, I wanted to be able to share that truth about, you know, we already have everything. And it just deeply touched me, actually, and I get so much just from letting the angels kind of push me into the flow a little bit more. And, you know, I think the angel message was done 10 minutes before air. And I'm like, really, you guys want me just to sort of, you know, wing it? Or and so everything that I'm teaching here, trust me, I'm in angel boot camp. So anyway, I'm going to be quiet. And I want to welcome a caller to the show. Lisa, you're on the Angel Connection.
Hi, CJ. What a message. What a show.
Oh, well, thank you, dear.
And it's
thank you so much.
Wonderful to talk to you again. And I was wondering if I have an angel message for today I'm kind of feeling myself really getting scattered and not grounded. They're trying to speak to me, and I'm just not grounded, or what do you think?
Oh, well, Lisa, I'm so glad that you called. You know I love you.
I love you too.
The angels love. And you know the angels love you. But I do. I adore you. And you know, and the angels are like, "Oh, Lisa, you know." You know what they say, that this kind of ungrounded, you know, when it's hard to ground for you.
Uh-huh.
What happens is it,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to home in, and I'm. You go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
it's all right.
Okay.
But when all these positive energies surround you, I think what happens is that little girl in you kind of wakes up and says, "Gimme." Okay? Because we all have the little child in us, right? And so you're so anxious sometimes, I think, to get the right message, which is very wonderful that you want to do that. But what they tell me is when you feel that energy start to surge, if you get into a little bit more breathing and not necessarily trying to figure it out, you know, and I think that's just sort of a process that you just...
Sure.
Are going to learn over time how much, you know, to sort of let it flow a certain way. But they just tell me that sometimes you kind of get just so excited about, you know, what's going on and just so eager. And if you can just sort of take a deep breath and relax, you know, because there's just a teeny part of you that thinks if I don't listen right now, what they're trying to tell me, if I don't figure it out right now, then it's going to be gone. And that's what they kind of chuckle about with you, Lisa, is that you can't. It's not going anywhere, and you're going to receive the information when you need to.
Okay.
So if you can just practice, you are very diligent. You're one of those seekers, and I appreciate it about you and other people that I'm so blessed on this show with is, you know, a lot of us are seeing, wow, that we can really have freedom. Ooh, we're getting excited. And so people are very much seeking those things. And so for you, it's just, you know, if we're talking about being peaceful or, you know, and just relax into, you know, those experiences. And I think that will allow the communication, because sometimes it's not so much about what they're saying, it's about the feelings that they're conveying. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
You know, so sometimes they'll, you know, they're right back behind my ear and they talk just like you are talking to me. And other times I receive tremendous, what I call a download almost of energy, which is what I see kind of happening with you, where if I try to figure it out, then I sort of block it a little bit. I get ungrounded. I get real scattered. I can't focus. And so if you just, you know, breathe deeply and allow it in and let it settle, those things kind of change us from the inside out.
Okay.
And so does that make sense?
It certainly does. It certainly does.
But this is all, you know, I've known you for a while now. This is very exciting if you're receiving these kinds of energetic transmissions from the angels. It means you're ready for more. So no worries. It's going to keep coming. And they tell Lisa not to fear, that it's going to just swallow, you know, it'll just close up and she won't be able to hear anymore. So I know that's a fear of yours as well. So.
Right.
Great work, Lisa.
Well,
I'm so glad you called.
Big hug. Thanks, everyone.
Big hug. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Well, you know, I'm so glad, everybody, you know, that Lisa called in, because sometimes we do have this mental process of how things, you know, should be, or we think we know what's going on, or we want to know what's going on, you know, and sometimes if we just sort of sit still and just sort of be with it, the angels can transmit and heal other things that maybe we don't need to be consciously aware of. Oh, my goodness. Where did the time go? You know, when we move to an hour format, I'm probably going to say the same thing. Oh, my God, the hour passed by so quickly. But I appreciate each of you, you know, openly embracing the things that I share with you every week. So you're a gift to me. That's all the time we have this evening. As always, it's been my pleasure to share this time with each of you. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune into next week's show, where I'll be talking about navigating illness with compassion with my special guest, Tony Bernhardt. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourself so that you can become an angel to others. Take care and have a wonderful week.